You're listening to a Mamma Mia podcast.
Mamma Mia acknowledges the traditional owners of the lands we record this podcast on, the Gadigal people of the Eora Nation, as well as the Wanneroo and the Gamilaroi people. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present, and extend that respect to all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander cultures.
Move by Mamma Mia is the exercise app for anybody, anywhere. And in case you missed it, we dropped a brand new stretching collection that can be used to improve mobility and bookend your favourite sweat sessions. Mamma Mia subscribers get unlimited access to Move, and we drop new workouts every single week. If you're on the hunt for movement that makes you feel good, head to move.mamamia.com.au and use the code MOVE10 to get $10 off a yearly subscription.
From Mamma Mia's daily news podcast, The Quickie, hi, I am Isabella Ross with your evening headlines for Friday, February 3rd. Australian tennis player Nick Kyrgios has pleaded guilty to an assault on his ex-girlfriend before a magistrate then dismissed the charges. Kyrgios admitted to shoving his ex-girlfriend Chiara Passari to the ground in 2021. The tennis player fronted the ACT Magistrates Court on Friday, where a bid to have the assault charge thrown out on mental health grounds was rejected. But the magistrate threw out the charge, saying the seriousness of the matter was quote-unquote low level. The father of a three-year-old Sydney boy who died after being left alone in a hot car has been released from police custody. The boy was unable to be revived after being found in the car in the city's southwest on Thursday afternoon. Police were told the child had been left in the car throughout much of the day, and on Thursday, temperatures hit a top of 33.4 degrees. The vehicle's owner was the child's father, the 45-year-old man later taken to Campbelltown Police Station to be interviewed. Investigations are continuing. A suspected Chinese spy balloon has been flying over the United States for 2 days, according to the Pentagon. US officials have said they took custody of the balloon when it entered its airspace and observed it with piloted US military aircraft. It comes after relations between the two countries have been strained for some time now. The Chinese Foreign Ministry is yet to release a statement. Australia's premiers and chief ministers have called for a national firearms register, and today the government said yes. They touched down in Canberra today for a meeting with the Prime Minister, the gun database set to coordinate weapon registers across states and territories. The discussion followed the fatal Queensland shootout, which claimed the lives of two police officers and a neighbour. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk led the call, with police ministers now working on the new resource. And lastly, there are concerns that shark nets are killing too many turtles off our east coast. The finding comes after a report looked into the abnormally high number of leatherback and green turtles caught in shark nets in the past summer season. Of the 36 turtles caught, only 17 were released alive. And in the same past season, 51 sharks were caught, along with hundreds of other marine animals. Experts are now calling for safer and more efficient shark deterrent solutions to be enacted instead. That's your evening news headlines. If you want more from The Quickie, check out today's deep dive on all the wedding trends we can expect for 2023. The Quickie, getting you up to speed daily wherever you get your podcasts.